trying to know a little more about the research that you had done. What was the sample size of patents in each category of the research findings?
Well, actually, Samir Rayani and I at LaxmiCon's organization co-presented something at Patent Information User Group on Bilski. I think most of the actual sample work was done at Dolce rather than by me. I provided some samples in the medical technology fields, probably on the order of 300 to 400 references in each case, but most of them turned out not to be fruitful examples because a great many of them had not had a first office action yet.
Oh, okay.
In other words, it's difficult when you're picking out samples of cases to know, since you can't search specifically within the patent office website for those where a first office action is present compared to those where they're simply old enough that one might well have happened. It proved that we're not getting very many instances where if there was an office action, they'd actually asserted one-on-one as the basis of rejecting claims. So I think overall we saw probably less than 5% in most areas that we sampled, where there is a one-on-one rejection. So it was certainly not the majority. Now it was much higher in software cases,
right,
as opposed to pharmaceutical or medical device cases. We sampled those as well.
So how was the experience of the presentation with our Dolce colleagues at the PIUG 2009?
I think the presentation went well. LaxmiCon and I presented together, and we each worked through segments of the presentation. Audience was, I think, fairly receptive, but it was the last presentation of the last panel of the long week. Audience was still mostly there, which is good. It's a dedicated group. You never know. You don't get a lot of reaction on people.
Pardon? Yes, I'm saying a job well done if you could still get people there to listen to you at that time, right?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and I think there were some good talks on that last session, and that helped. But clearly, that it has the potential to have a big impact. There's been a lot of speculation about what Bilski will be in the healthcare sector. I think we really won't know for a while.
Right. And what do you think would be the ramifications in the industry, really? As in, if the it does get passed by the Supreme Court, what are we looking at?
Well, I mean, you have outcomes of great opposites, right? I mean, they could rule that business method patenting and software patenting in general is outside the scope of the patent statute, is not eligible subject matter, in which case a great many patents would suddenly become in danger of being invalidated, right? Right. If you think about Microsoft, they're now one of the top 10 patentees in the U.S. annually. That's obviously almost all entirely software patenting. IBM is usually the leading applicant in the U.S. annually. The vast majority of those are software-based. So if they were really narrow the scope of what's patent considered patentable subject matter, it would have a huge impact. On the other hand, if it's a very narrow and technical decision, it may not have much impact outside of sort of the core business method area. So I mean, I don't know. I don't think we can really tell until we see a decision, and that's probably not going to happen for at least 6 months. Because they just ended their current term, so they don't come back until the fall.
Right, right. So we just have to play the waiting game and see how it turns out for us, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, there's been a lot of speculation based on EPI briefs filed and so forth.